Two national companies that operate natural gas plants in Maine are stepping into the fight over Central Maine Power's power line proposal for Western Maine. They have created a new political action committee supporting a potential ballot item aimed at killing the CMP project. Fred Bever has the story.
The new PAC is called Mainers for Local Power, and it will be funded by two Texas-based companies, Calpine and Vestra. Calpine owns a natural gas electricity generation plant in Westbrook, and Vestra owns one in Vesey.
We're concerned about the long-term viability of our operations in Maine.
Jonathan Flummerfelt is a spokesman for Calpine. He acknowledges that the injection of electricity from Hydro-Québec's dam system into this region via the CMP transmission line would suppress electricity prices enough to hurt his company's bottom line. Flummerfelt says the PAC's goal will be to get out the message that the natural gas plants are significant contributors to Maine's economy, starting with 22 full-time jobs at Calpine's Westbrook plant.
They're very professional, highly skilled jobs. Many of our employees are Maine Maritime graduates. I think between a payroll and local property taxes, we probably contribute about $5 million per year into the Westbrook local economy. We also contribute about $10 million per year to the local economy in spending on various goods and services, and even more if we have a big maintenance year.
Vestra representatives could not immediately be reached for comment, but Flummerfelt says that company's VZ plant is similar in scope to the Calpine operation. The new PAC's entry comes as the CMP project supporters and opponents gear up for a potential statewide ballot fight. Last week, Hydro-Québec formed a PAC to defend the project in Maine, and last month, a group called Clean Energy Matters was formed by CMP's parent company, Avangrid. John Breed is that group's spokesman.
It's been clear to us that the fossil fuel companies want to see the renewable energy transmission line fail because they will lose millions and millions of dollars. And now there's proof. Their goal is to spread misinformation about the project and confuse Mainers. And we're going to work to correct that record at every turn to ensure the people of Maine know the truth about the project and the benefits to our state.
Project supporters, including Governor Janet Mills, have criticized earlier advertising campaigns against the power line from a group called Stop the Corridor. That group's never revealed its funding sources, and Mills and others have contended that powerful and polluting fossil fuel energy companies were behind that effort. Calpine's John Flummerfelt says his company and Vestra intend to be transparent about their funding and interests. And Sandy Howard, who leads a grassroots opposition group, informally known as No CMP Corridor, says she'll take any help she can get, even from large energy companies.
We've been focusing so much with partnerships with NRCM, Patagonia, corporate has put money in to help defeat the corridor. You know, we've been working with Environment Maine, but it's no secret that there were other utilities who opposed the corridor for their reasons. Even though I may not have the same background, essentially we're all stronger together for a common goal, and we may not align in the next issue.
Howard's group is trying to secure some 80,000 petition signatures by the end of the year for the ballot item that would order state regulators to kill the power line project. The new PAC has yet to file financial disclosures that could indicate whether it will join that petition drive or focus on other campaign strategies. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.